from the Tie Cats Audio Network. This is the Tie Cats This Week with RJ Broadhead and Luke Tasker.
Tie Cats This Week is back. 2023. I'm RJ Broadhead. He's Hamilton Tiger Cats great Luke Tasker. I'm actually at McMaster, which rhymes with Tasker, right now, where training camp is taking place. And if you're watching, they got to fix some tiles in the press box where I am. But anyway, the optics where I'm looking out onto the field, because it's so bright, I can't turn the camera the other way. But the field looks great. There's a couple of players still doing some workouts after training camp today. Big game tomorrow. Preseason getting underway. But Luke, it's been 6 months. How you been?
I'm great, man. I've been sitting here at my house in East Aurora, New York, just waiting for this moment when we could get back on our podcast train here and get ready for a Ticat season. And it's going to be exciting. Can't wait to get to Tim Hortons Field for 4 o'clock this Saturday.
Yes, yes. And what are your expectations? I'm curious. You know, we've all seen the signings and some big names. What do you think the Tiger Cats are capable of this year?
Well, the first thing that strikes me is that this is a very different looking team than last year. And, you know, from being on the roster in 2019, these last two seasons, I kind of came to this point before a preseason game and said, man, I still know everybody. Like, this is the same team I played on. It really felt that way in these last two seasons. And this is different. Now you've got a different looking Ticat team, a different looking defensive secondary. Of course, we'll talk about Bo Levi Mitchell and the change that makes. Bo was always a competitor to me, and now he's in the black and gold. Interestingly, though, you get Jagarrad Davis back and some exchanges with Toronto there. And I'm really excited. I do think that, especially with Bo Levi Mitchell leading the way, it is going to just have a different feeling, energy as a team. And a lot of that, you know, you get some of these players from around the league, and Bo, it's not just Bo and Jagarrad. There's a handful of guys who have had success in the CFL, and those guys collectively are going to create a different kind of locker room and a different kind of atmosphere on the field as well. And I'm excited to watch it truly as an outsider, and it'll be a new experience for all Ticat fans.
Yeah. It's as I've covered sports for a long time, and to get players to actually define goals going into the season, it's usually pretty vague. Nobody wants to say championship. This year, I have asked a ton of players, including Bo Levi Mitchell, what the expectations are. And even before I can finish the sentence, Bo said Grey Cup. I talked to Jameer Thurman. He said Grey Cup. Malik Kearney, Grey Cup. JV and Elliott, Grey Cup. There's no gray area. Hey, you know, we want to finish first in the division. We want to make the playoffs. No, it is 100% Grey Cup. I've actually never seen that or heard that from pretty much unanimously from a team at training camp. I think it's tons of expectations, but looking at this team on paper, I think Grey Cup should be the expectation. They look great to me. What do you think? I know you as a player and an ex-player, to get you to commit like a must-win sort of thing, it takes a lot. So are you surprised that players are coming out and saying, yeah, Grey Cup?
No, I kind of like just the establishing a very clear goal from the start, and you know, not beat around the bush or to kind of tiptoe around it. I mean, the Ticats have a drought in playoff or in a Grey Cup championships, right? But over the last decade, they've been to the game many times and they've had successful seasons. Last year was maybe one of the more disappointing seasons that we're coming off of, right? Where there was ups and downs, but maybe a few more downs than you'd really like. So to establish that right off the bat, to have a guy like Bo Levi Mitchell, who's won Grey Cups, the name we've already mentioned, but you have a Ticat coming back onto the Ticat roster, Jagarrad Davis, who has won a Grey Cup, you know, to have guys who really have been there and done it, and that it's not necessarily a distant dream to those guys. And to say it right out front, I mean, the nice thing or the interesting thing about the CFL is that even with a rocky start, and Toronto last year is a great testament to this, even with a rocky start, you know, it's still possible. And so, you know, even this early in the season, even when things aren't figured out and when you haven't even been tested, you might as well make the goal very, very clear and make it obvious what you're going to do. I've actually always noticed different players will say it different ways in the beginning of the season. A lot of guys, if you listen, they'll reference making it to the Grey Cup. Let's get to the Grey Cup, make it to the Grey Cup. And I always thought that's a little bit, you're not exactly saying the point there, but. And maybe it's a figure of speech, or maybe, you know, mentally that's actually how people are thinking of it. But, you know, the point is to win the Grey Cup, not just to get there. And of course, that's almost hits too close to home for the Ticats and Ticat fans. But to go out there and say championship and that you want to be champions, you might as well right off the bat. I think it resonates with Coach O's directness and his honesty and his coaching style. And I expect we'll hear more of that kind of talk from players and coaches.
Yeah, it's been refreshing, the honesty. I like it personally. And you talked about the champions that were brought in. Of course, Bo Levi Mitchell, Jameer Thurman's won a Grey Cup, Chris Edwards, Jagera Davis last year, Casey Sales. There's a real theme there on some players who were brought in for the Tiger Cats. Does it make a difference to have those guys that have won championships in the locker room?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and of course, I was never able to be on a championship team, but those guys who came in, you know, like even Chris Van Zyl, who's won two in Toronto previously in his career, when he came to our locker room in 2019, you know, he had a mindset or just a real evident sort of experience that it really is possible, that it's right there in front of you, and that it's not. You know, it can kind of, you have to be patient with the season, you know, that you don't, you gotta continue on the journey of each year. They're long. We're so far away from a Grey Cup right now. And I'm not looking at a calendar, but I'm pretty sure we're closer to last Grey Cup than we are to this coming Grey Cup still in a calendar year. And so it just is a long ways off, and you've gotta continue to do the right things every day. And those guys who have a ring, you know, I want to say it's almost easier for those guys to know what it takes and to get back there again after having done it.
It is almost exactly 6 months, a little under 6 months to Grey Cup, which will be in Hamilton. Bo Levi Mitchell, we've talked about him. He's a big story. He is listed as the starting quarterback. The game at 4 o'clock, the preseason game Saturday, 4 o'clock against the Argos, Tim Hortons Field. We will see Bo Levi Mitchell. Probably not a lot, but we will see him. So he'll be on the field, number 19. It'll be terrific to see Bo orchestrate, you know, at least a drive, maybe a couple of drives. But it's different to have him here. He's signed for 3 years, and there is no doubt. This is my third year calling games for the Tiger Cats. And all due respect to the quarterbacks in the previous 2 years, there was always... Who's the starter? You know, 1A, 1B sort of thing. And, you know, Matt Schultz came in with Dane Evans last year, and they were both, you know, both who's going to be the starter? You know, that conversation came up. I don't think we're going to have that this year with Bo Levi Mitchell, and probably not next year or the next year after signing that three-year contract. It's a different feel going into the season with a clear-cut number one guy, isn't it?
I think so. And I think at this time last year, you're kind of thinking, well, Dane's the guy, and then you got injuries and you have adversity throughout the season. And 2 years ago, you know, I think we were all hopeful that maybe a quarterback balance, you know, if not a controversy, a quarterback balance would maybe be a good thing, and that you could kind of make it work. And at times it did. And at times maybe it was a distraction, you know, as well. And I think it is. It feels kind of good for Hamilton and for Ticat fans to just say, okay, this is our quarterback. And he kind of can let go of that storyline that's sort of been lingering for two seasons and to, you know, put your money on Bo Levi Mitchell to run the show, and a guy who, you know, is a Hall of Famer and who's a future Hall of Famer and who's done it, gone to the Grey Cup and won, and has been successful for a decade here. It's going to be exciting, and if nothing else, it'll be very fresh. Of course, the question comes up, and you just hope that he can stay healthy. And that same thing is said for every quarterback in the league, because the season's so long, because it's such a demanding and vulnerable position to play. But specifically with Bo Levi Mitchell, because of the injuries he's faced in his past years of his career. You know, that part of the Ticat story this year will be one to keep in tuned in with as well.
Yeah, he looks great in camp. No issues, like you said. Anything can happen. It's a physical sport, but fingers crossed that health is on his side. He's got a presence. That presence out there at training camp, his voice, you can hear him up in the stands clear, and yeah. just that confidence. It's not that other quarterbacks don't have it, but he's come in. It's a clear goal of taking this team to a championship, and we will get to see him on Saturday, first preseason game, first time Bo Levi Mitchell wearing number 19, and we'll have the game for you on the Ticats Audio Network. I'll have the call, Luke will have the color commentary, and you can also watch on CFL Preseason Live. So you just log on to CFL.ca on your desktop or mobile device and sign up with your email, first and last name, and should be good to go. Be able to watch it and listen. I believe it'll be our feed, so it'll be you and I on that CFL.ca feed. I believe they take the home team feed, but if you're traveling around, you enjoy listening to Ticats Audio Network, which we hope you do, log on to Ticats.ca and you can listen there. So we'll have all the action for you. Going into that game, it is early. Very first preseason game, long road ahead. What are you looking forward to seeing in tomorrow's game?
Well, you know, I'm like all the fans too. I'd kind of like to see some of these new and big names and get to watch these guys in a Ticat uniform for the first time. I don't know how much we'll be able to do that, honestly. So, you know, you hope for just some offensive production too. In my experience, you're going to have a somewhat simplified game plan. That's to let the physical come out, right? That's to let the players play and not have the momentum of the game bogged down by sort of what can be a still a new and fresh offense. The flip side of that, though, is that the coaches also want to experiment. They want to push the envelope a little bit, play calling, and so there's a balance. I find that in this first preseason game, generally speaking, you know, you're going to be dealing with a third of the plays that you might go into a regular season game prepared for, and so it's going to be the former of what I just mentioned, that they're going to let players play and try to simplify and let it be fast. Training camp these days, you're not, you know, it's still physical. It's demanding on your body. And for sure, you know, soft tissue injuries related to running, that's what you're kind of always battling. But, you know, it's not as physical as training camp once was. So these preseason games, I always said you got to almost remind yourself and relearn how to get tackled, because it's almost part of athleticism and part of football is you know, that protecting yourself from injuries, even when you're not the tackler. When you're getting tackled, there's a better and smarter way to do that. And so, you know, it's even for vets, it's good to go and bang around a little bit on the field, and that's part of this first game. You know, I'm certainly excited to watch if we can see Duke Williams get out there, a new addition to the Ticat wide receiver core, and a guy who, I mean, his seasons in Edmonton before going to the Buffalo Bills for a pair of years, but you know, he was catching a 70-yard pass for a touchdown every single weekend. I mean, it was really impressive, and would love to see him and Bo Levi Mitchell get some time together, though, again, to be determined. And we'll see, you know, the new defensive secondary, that's very new and very young or inexperienced as a group together. We'll see how they can mesh in this first game as well.
Yeah, those are really two of the spots. And the Tiger Cats, led by Orlando Steinauer, but with Ed Hervey, Spencer Zimmerman, Drew Alamein, they've done a great job at bringing in some options. The receivers have really stood out. And the size of receivers. I know I texted you about Justin McGriff, 6'6", receiver, and, you know, I kind of assumed probably wouldn't move that well. He moves great. He's fast, and he can catch, and he's 6'6", and he's on the depth chart starting at wide receiver, so I can't wait to see this guy. Omar Bayless, another receiver, he'll wear number 80. By the way, McGriff is wearing number 83. You'll spot him. He's 6'6" and a receiver.
Right.
But just that height, it's an intangible that you can't teach. It's just genetics. And he's looked amazing. Bayless has looked great. Terry Godwin looks good again. Of course, Tim White is back as, you know, the most outstanding player of the Tiger Cats. So this receiving core, it seems like there was a focus in bringing in some taller receivers, something the Tiger Cats haven't had a lot of over the past couple of seasons.
Yeah, agreed. And Duke Williams is 6 foot three and playing the opposite slot there. And I don't know, there was a couple seasons when I was playing where nobody broke 6 foot across the receiving core for the whole game.
You're 6 foot.
5'10 and a half, actually. I'm shrinking somehow, but
you gotta wear the cowboy boots.
Me and Speedy B in the slot together. Sometimes maybe you couldn't see us. That was one of our advantages. But the Ticats have some size that you're right. It's kind of, you know, certainly we've had some height come and go, but it looks different now as a group on whole. And you know, with a very different looking quarterback as well, and running back. I mean, we've got a really fresh face to the Ticat offense, and it's going to be exciting to watch it develop.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing the running game. I did an interview earlier today, and I was asked, what are you most excited about? And that's it, James Butler. 1,000-yard rusher. He can catch the ball to the backfield and be very effective. The offensive line is revamped. All due respect to the running backs last season, the running game wasn't a huge factor for the Tiger Cats last season. I feel like it will be this season. And talking to players on offense, the word options, we have options, that keeps coming up. And if you have options, logic says that's going to make it tough for the defense.
Agreed. Yeah. Kind of like the quarterback storyline for the last 2 years, the Ticats have also been dealing with a lot of different faces and numbers in the backfield, and to some success. You know, it's not like it was just nothing going, but there was just changes constantly. And since early in my career, honestly, Sean Thomas Erlington has always been a guy who's been able to get plugged in wherever, whenever, and you still have that answer too. I mean, it's just exciting to watch the new and the old mix together. Of course, you know, one thing to the first preseason game, it can really get messy. Special teams. There are guys out there who just straight up don't know the rules in the CFL and you do your best in training camp, but it's a fast paced set of days there before you're on the field. Goes back to simplifying a game plan, but you know, you gotta just in the game management, you've also got to keep in mind that these guys are new. There's new guys to the CFL rules, guys playing in new positions and with new terminology. And, you know, hopefully we can kind of see some clean punting games and some back and forth that makes sense. But it is challenging in these first preseason games to get through all the scenarios that can come up in a special teams game.
Funny you should mention that, Luke. Training camp today? Day before the game, the walkthrough, special teams, all kinds of scenarios, and a lot of coaching going on. Maybe we overlook that as fans and broadcasters, that for the American players, there's another man on the field, bigger field, different rules. Like they've played a certain way all their lives.
Yep.
Close to 20
Just
years.
Don't fair catch the ball. That's rule number one.
Yeah, you'll do that once. Speaking of fair, I don't know how much we'll see Lawrence Woods returning. He will return kicks during the season. I talked to him today. He is fired up because he's got a really good chance starting at cornerback and returning kicks as well. And I asked him, is that going to be a lot? And he had a great point. Remember, he played special teams on both sides, so he returned kicks, and he would also defend the other team.
Right.
And
he'd
be running 70 yards before he met up with anyone. He said, I'm going to be running less.
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, you're so right. There was games where he had an explosive return and multiple special teams tackles last year, which is just a really great thing to see from a guy who's producing for his team. And of course, hard to mention the Ticat special teams without talking about Jeff Reinbolt, who again finds himself in Hamilton and can't wait for a season with him at the helm of the special teams unit.
Yeah. He's a presence out there for sure, and does a great job. Every time he's mentioned to the players, big smile comes on their face. I know when you talk about Coach Reinbold, you have a smile on your face too. And,
oh, yeah.
And I'm telling, I've pumped your tires on this before. If teams are looking for a special teams coach, you got to look at Luke Tasker.
Well, Jeff Reinbold would laugh if he listened to our podcast, because I never did anything for Jeff except for hold field goals, of course. But I absolutely love the CFL special teams games. It's far and above the best football special teams.
You do. I know. I hear it all the time. And so often we don't have time during the broadcast to get into the in-depth analysis. But it's when you explain it to me, it does seem really simple. It's like, yeah, what?
There's loopholes, man. It's the most fun part of the game. And that's the problem, RJ. We have to write our petition to the league. We always go on commercial breaks after punts, and so we never get to talk about it. And we're missing out a third of the game, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah. And it can be a significant factor. Special teams in the CFL often very, very important. So looking at the depth chart, we're going to see a lot of the starters, probably not for the whole game, but if you're going to be at Tim Hortons Field, cheer loud and early while they're on the field, and we're going to be able to see some of the guys who have had fantastic camps trying to make this team the rest of the way in the preseason game. So the starters will be out there early, and then the guys trying to make the team will come in, and I fully expect they're going to be fantastic. With the Argos, defending champions, but a little bit of inexperience at quarterback. I believe combined they have one regular season start, all the Argos quarterbacks coming into this preseason game, but it looks like Chad Kelly will be the guy. What are your thoughts on the Argos giving him the reins as they try to defend their Grey Cup?
Yeah. I'm not totally surprised. I mean, he had a legitimate part of the win for the championship last year. He's got an attitude and demeanor, and apparently a talent set that is good enough to be a starting quarterback in this league. And Toronto believes to be a championship quarterback. I'm excited to watch him play. Obviously he and I have a shared football lineage that we touched on last year, but his Buffalo backgrounds with his uncle, Jim Kelly. I would just love to see that guy, put together a real CFL career and to, stick around on a team and make a difference. And he's got a great chance to do so. And funny enough, Ben Holmes is their backup quarterback, who's also a Buffalo kid, who I also trained with in my off seasons, and two guys with Buffalo roots. But I'm looking forward to watching both of them play. And you never know. I mean, Chad Kelly could be the next sort of rival quarterback to Ticat fans. You know, the quarterback that everybody loves to hate. If he does well and stays around in Toronto, and it'll be fun to watch him get started with his career here.
Well, it's going to be an exciting season. It looks great on paper. It has to happen on the field. The first preseason game is Saturday at 4 o'clock Eastern time. You can watch it and listen to me and Luke on CFL.ca. It's CFL Preseason Live. All you need is an email address, your name and last name, and you should be good to go. It's free. So go if you want to watch the game. It'll be on CFL.ca with Luke and I with the call. And if you're on the Ticats audio network, of course, it'll be myself and Luke. And Luke, I'm so excited to get this season going. Also a third season with you, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And hey, safe travels. We'll see you on Saturday.
Looking forward to it, RJ. Yep. Go Ticats. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Ticats this week. Before the first preseason game, I'm RJ Brighted. He's Luke Tasker. 4 o'clock Eastern time on the Ticats Audio Network. It's kickoff. The Tiger Cats and Argos in preseason action. We'll talk to you then.
It's been another busy week for your Hamilton Tiger Cats. Luke Tasker and RJ Broadhead have covered it all, and now we would like to hear from you. Email us anytime at gameday@ticats.ca. Subscribe to the Ticats Audio Network on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.